Good morning, children. I hope that you all must have completed the assignment given at the end of module 1 of coordinate geometry. In module 2, we are going to discuss how to plot a point in the Cartesian plane if its coordinates are given. For this, let us take a point whose coordinates are 2, 3. For this, first of all, we need to draw the Cartesian plane by drawing the coordinate axis with 1 unit is equal to 1 centimeter. Next, to mark the x coordinate, starting from 0, move towards the positive axis and count to 2. After this, to mark the y coordinate, starting from 2, move upward in the positive direction and count to 3. Now, the point which we get is the coordinate 2, in the same way we can plot some other points like -3, 1 and -1.5, -2.5, which is shown in the figure given below. Children, you all know that the coordinate of a point is represented by x, y. Now, we'll check whether the coordinate x, y is equal to y, x. For this, let us say that we take x is equal to 2 and y is equal to 3. And the point represented by x, y will be 2, 3, and let us mark it as A. And the point y, x will be represented by point B, whose coordinates will be 3, 2. Now you can see that when these coordinates have been plotted on the Cartesian plane, they are at different points. That is, x, y is not equal to y, x. This can further be verified by taking P as -1, -4 and Q as -4, -1. We again see that these coordinates are at different points in the Cartesian plane. So, if x is not equal to y, then x, y is not equal to y, x, and x, y will be equal to y, x if and only if x is equal to y. So we can say that every point has a unique position in the Cartesian plane. Now let us take an example where we have to plot the points 6, 4, -6, -4, -6, 4 and 6, -4 on the Cartesian plane. As we see, in 6, 4, both the numbers are positive, so the point lies in the first quadrant. For x coordinate, we'll move towards the right and count to 6. Then, from that point, we go upward and count to 4. Mark this point as the coordinate 6, 4. Similarly, we can plot the point -6, 4, -6, -4 and 6, -4. Here in the plotted points, we see that all of them lie in the different quadrant as per the sign of abscissa and ordinate. Next, let us discuss plotting the points of the type x0 or 0y. That is, if the ordinate is 0 or if the abscissa of the given point is 0. For this, let us take an example where point A is 0, 4, B is -5, 0, C is 5, 0 and D is 0, -3. As we know, a point on the x-axis has zero distance from the x-axis. So, coordinate of any point on the x-axis will be of the type x, 0, and a point on the y-axis has zero distance from the y-axis, so coordinate of any point on the y-axis is of the type 0, y. So on plotting the points, we see that minus phi, 0 and phi, 0 lie on x-axis, and the points 0, 4 and 0, minus 3 lie on y-axis. You can check this from the given Cartesian plane. In next example, let us plot the point A, 2, 3, B, minus 2, 3, C, minus 2, minus 3, and D, 2, minus 3. And thereafter, you have to name the figure obtained by joining the points A, B, C, and D. Children, after the point A, B, C, and D are plotted in the Cartesian plane and are joined, can you tell me what's the figure formed? Yes, it is rectangle. And if asked, you can get the area of the rectangle by finding out the sides of it. Children, after discussing the above examples, I am sure that you all are now in a position to plot the points if its coordinates are given. So practice more. The assignment to be completed is exercise 3.3 of your textbook and two more questions. That is, first question, plot the point A, 10, B, 50, C, 5, 4, D, 1, 4. And then name the figure formed by joining the points A, B, C and D. Second question, plot the points A, minus 1, 1, B, minus 3, 3, and C, minus 4, 4. Check whether the given points are collinear or not. Thank you.